Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy for Jesus, already in progress.
Welcome, welcome. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Living Savior Church. Good to have each one of you today. Praise the Lord. What exciting times we're living in. Wow, praise the Lord. What a great time to be alive, to know Jesus, and to know who you are in Christ. Oh my goodness gracious, alive. What a deal. What a deal, what a deal, what a deal. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, there's nothing like knowing Jesus, is there? Very first thing I want us to do, how many of you believe in prayer? Okay, now then, which prayer, Mary, which prayer is it that God can't answer? The one you don't pray? The one you don't pray. Okay, that's very true. All the rest of them, he can work on them, can't he, Mike? But the one you don't pray, he can't do anything. And when I learned that God has limited the earth to us and our prayers. In other words, he don't do nothing without our praying. And when I learned that, I thought, wow, what a deal. You know, I mean, if I don't pray, nothing happens. So if I go through the whole week and I fuss and grumble and complain and I get hurt and everybody around me gets hurt and everything else, and all the time I had Psalm 91, I could have prayed, and I didn't pray it. Well, that's what's wrong with us. That's just like that the TV station, when they took me off out there at GLC, one of the things they said was, you know, about, I made a statement every time I went on the air. I said, you know, I don't care who you are. If any man has to go off to war, if he's got a praying family back at home that's praying Psalm 91, he can guarantee that boy can come back home without a scratch. Somebody prayed Psalm 91, and they said, you know, that can't be. That cannot be, because too many people that watch television, Christian television, have lost sons and daughters in the war. Okay? Now then, what's the problem? I mean, we know the Word of God can't be wrong, right? So if the Word of God can't be wrong, then the problem must be, God must be upset with us, right? Is it God? Who's the culprit here? Who's the problem? Oh, this girl pointing her finger at herself. We're the problem. So if we don't pray, young lady, nothing happens, does it? But just think, those 20 people, basically 20 people from that one little town, just think, you have any idea how many men and women died in World War II? Have any idea? Anybody have any idea how many men and women died in World War II? 52 million. 52 million men and women died in World War II. Why? Nobody was praying. Yeah, we had down here in Texas, we had a little bitty tiny town of 500 people that there was 20 mothers and daddies that were praying every day, and they sent 62 sons off to war. And how many did they say came back? Oh, I guess that was just a coincidence. So did you know when we hear these kind of stories, that ought to make us say, this week I'm going to pray about everything. I mean, when God said in his word, he said in his word, pray about everything with thanksgiving. So, you know, you think, well, I know better than God. I don't have to pray. You know, I mean, my goodness, I don't want people to think I'm a nut. You know, so I'll just go to work, do my thing. And if something does go bad wrong, I'll get in a closet somewhere where nobody can see me and I'll pray. That's the way we are. You don't see very many bold Christians. You know, I mean, I remember when they put me down here at DFW Airport years ago, when they made me the manager. I walked into that place, and as they walked me around, the general manager walked me around, and she introduced me to all the departments. There was about 1,000 people working in the place. And as I meet these people, I heard people making awful statements to each other, profanity, you know, all kinds of crazy things. And people were sick. You know, we had people that had cancer still working and all kinds of, and I walked through there that day and met all those people. And then I went home, and on the way home, I got in my truck and I said, Father, I just want to tell the devil, I want him to come and sit down right here in this seat with me in my pickup. I have a word for him. I said, Satan, show up right here in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Buster, I'm moving into this place and you're moving out. There ain't room here for me and you together. I mean, people say, you're crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. Okay. Ain't I, Paula? Crazy for Jesus. You know, whenever I commanded the devil to get off of that place and I moved in, I said, now, Lord, I'm going to move in and I want you to use me for your glory in this place. These people that don't know you, these people that are sick and afflicted, use me for your glory. Lord, I've turned myself over to you to be used of you for your glory. Now do something with me. I belong to you. I'm your son, and I want to be used for your glory. And I don't care what it costs me. I'll do anything you tell me to do, because if it wasn't for you, I'd be dead anyway. So I said, Lord, I thank you. So anyway, first thing I did was put a nice little 8x10 flyer on my window, and I printed out 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. And I printed it out in the King James. It wasn't long till I had the person that's over whatever, PR, whatever you call them, HR. Mr. Scrivener, I know you're a manager here and everything, and you can't put that on your window. I said, okay. So I rewrote it as it was in the NLT. No verses, no nothing, just love. Love remembers no wrong. Love is not rude. Love, all them wonderful things. You know, love never fails. So I put that on my window. They looked at that and said, we know where you got that. But the people would stone us if we told you you had to take that down, because they want their managers to walk in love with everybody. So you see, you got to be shrewd. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. You got to know what you can do in Jesus' name. So anyway, I started praying for people. I told my guys. I had about 3 or 4 really good leads in all different departments that I would get in my office every morning, and I'd say, okay, boys, this is what we got to do. I said, the first thing I want us to do is I want to start out this morning with a word of good prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless these boys. Of course, when I started praying like this, I noticed one or two of them, the hair on the back of their neck would stand up. My God, what have we got? We got a Bible thumping boss. This is going to be miserable. I'm going to have to find me another job. But I prayed for those boys that the Lord would bless them and protect them, just like Psalm 91. Every day I prayed for those boys. Every day. At the end of the first year, HR come to see me. They said, your department, the engineering department, has more jobs that hurt more people, and usually the engineering department is the one that has the most accidents and incidents of all. But said, we checked this company through all over. They're all over the United States. And your company, your division, although you're the biggest shop that we have anywhere and the most number of men and women working in it, you have the least number of incidents and accidents, and we almost had to pay out nothing to your men for accidents this year. How do you do that? I said, I pray over them every morning. They said, you mean you call these men in here and pray over them? Now, see, after a year, now if they'd have come to this, if we had had records that had happened real quick, they'd have come in and say, you got to stop this. But I didn't have no records. But after the first year, I have got records. And so whenever they would come in and they said, these guys would stone us if we told them that you can't pray no more. Because these men have had no accidents. Your department, the leads and everything, not one single man got hurt on the job. This is unheard of in the engineering division. It's unheard of. You know, everybody tries to figure out some kind of way to fix it where people don't cost the company money. You know, the one thing we fail to realize that we leave out is prayer. Now, you can do everything you want to do in the flesh, and you may help somebody, but you want to help a lot of folks. You learn the Psalm 91. That one that Dave just read, you learn Psalm 91. You learn to pray that over yourself. So anyway, as I told the devil, I said, "Devil, I'm taking over, and this place ain't big enough for two of us. So I'm telling you to go out." And somebody, you know, when I got to where I'd pray like that, I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for helping my boys today. And Satan, I take authority over you, and you will leave this building. You will not do any damage to anybody in this building in the name of Jesus." Well, at first when I would pray, "And Satan, I command you." I mean, like I said, the hair would stand up on their neck clinging. Who is this guy think he is? That he can talk directly to the devil like that and expect the devil to understand him and to obey him? Who does he think he is? But then whenever one morning I went into work, the VP came running down the stairs. He said, "Thurman, the boilers have been down all night. We don't have any dry steam. We can't cook. We can't wash dishes. We can't do nothing. We're dead in the water. You got to do something quick." He said, "They can't, nobody find out what's wrong with it." So I went running down to the boiler room and I walked in, and Dan and Neil, my two finest leads, two fine young men, really knew what they was doing. I said, "Dan, what's the problem?" He said, "Thurman, I don't understand." He said, "I've never seen a boiler carry over like these are," but said they carry over and shut down. And then we have to drain them, flush them, and put new water in them. And said, "It's not 10, 15 minutes, they're carried over again." He said, "I've never seen this." He said, "I don't know what's wrong with it." I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, my company is down. You said I could ask for anything. So, Father, I ask you to tell me what's wrong with these boilers now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord." And he spoke to me just that quick. He said, "Son, your condensate is contaminated. Dump it."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.